Okay, everybody, hope all is good. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Ches. We are here at the bottom of Zion Amud Beis, right? We had left off yesterday with Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you have a plant that is on the rivers, right, on a boat on the river in Eretz Yisrael, right, is that growth subject to the halachos of being right from Eretz Yisrael, like Meiser and Shemitah, etc.? So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that it is not, and the Chachamim, right, said that it is. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, four lines up, if that's true, that machoga should be the same in the following case. Let's say atzitz nakuv hamunach al gabei yisedos. Let's say you have a plant that is, the pot has a hole in the bottom, right? It is raised up, right, on pegs, right? And there's some airspace between the pot, right, and the ground. So the shaila is, right, the chore, right, it's not resting on the ground, but it's in, technically, right, there's in the airspace of Eretz Yisrael. So how do we view that, right, is in respective of the machlokes, that how we view a plant that's on a boat? So it says Rabbi Zeira, banu l'machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan, that that's our machlokes, right, that Rabbi Yehuda says that the plant on the river, right, is not shaykh to maestros, right, and shmita. So it's also, it's atzitz nakuv, right, if you have a pot that is raised up in the air, also not shaykh to trumas and maestros, trumas and maestros and shmita. And the Chachamim say that it is, so too in our case. So Rava says, zemalohi, maybe not really. Because I kind of come Yehuda Hassam, maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said the shita over there, that it's not considered to be shaykh to maestros. And mitzvah Eretz Yisrael, right? It's ella besvina, right? Why is a boat specific? Why not in a boat? Hasuy levroch, because that moves all the time. If you look at Rashi, kolma mepneshi mahalachas kol shah, it's always moving, right? So it's not 90. It's not. It's 90. It's 90. It's always moving, and therefore it's not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. But this plant, which is just sitting there, she knows suy levroch, it's not moving anywhere. So maybe not. Maybe he would hold that it is actually kind of on the ground. Inami, and the other way, you can flip the other way as well, because you could say that I can look Amri Rabbanan Hasam. Maybe the Chachamim only say over there by the case of a boat where it is connected to Eretz Yisrael, El Besvino de Lomavsik Avira, right? Because by a boat, right, there's nothing that nothing that is in between, right, the ground and the plant. Yes, okay, there's water and there's a boat, but it's contiguous, meaning that if you go from where the plant is and all the way down to the ground, you'll end up hitting Eretz Yisrael. But here, in our case, demaya, okay, just to clarify, demaya kiara simichta demaya, because once you have the water, right, that's close to the ground. It's by this plant, demasa gavira, where you have airspace underneath it, so maybe that would not be considered to be Eretz Yisrael, right, according to the Chachamim, right, as well. Okay, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, says, b'naharos Eretz Yisrael, the kulei amalu pligi. Actually, so if you remember yesterday, right, we had these brises, right, that said that someone, right, one Brisa said, if you bring a get in a boat, you do have to see for nechta, and one of them says that you didn't. So again, we had understood originally, right, we're talking about, it's in a river in Eretz Yisrael. We said one opinion is Rabbi Yehuda, one opinion is the Chachamim. Now Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says no, that everybody agrees if you have a river in Eretz Yisrael, right, actually everybody agrees that that's like, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Again, you don't need b'fanechta because the get was written in Eretz Yisrael. Ella kipli, the machlokes is b'yam ha'gadol, when the machlokes is in the Mediterranean. Titania, and this is a pretty fascinating machlokes, I think, ezu Eretz, ezu chutz laretz. Which is Eretz Yisrael, which is chutz laretz? Now, that obviously doesn't mean which land is Eretz Yisrael, which land is chutz laretz. So look at Rashi. If you look at Rashi, ezu Eretz, right? Miktsoetz fonis maravis shel Eretz Yisrael, hor ha'har. Right now, this is from the northwestern corner, right? The northwestern border of Eretz Yisrael is something called Hor HaHar. Now, this is not the Hor HaHar in Tanakh. I'm almost 90% sure, because Hor HaHar, right? That was Aaron died on Hor HaHar, right? And that was right before the Jews got into Eretz Yisrael, right? Coming up from Sinai, right? Ostensibly in the Jordan area, etc. This seems to be right in the most northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael, right? Would be, Lebanon or so. So that's Pasha says it's not the same thing, and that's the way he points out over here. We're talking Yerushalmi, Mitargim Horahar, Turei Amnon. It's apparently called Turei Amnon, right? The high peaks of Amnon. The pasuk says, "Zei elachem gvul tzafon min ayam ha'gadol." Just continuing on in Rashi, so this is the northernmost border. To Torah lachem horahar, right? Make a line from horahar. Shmami, not apparently, what do you see? That horahar takua bayam. Right, the horahar, right, is on the border, is on the sea, right, is on the coast. The horahar gvul tzafoni la'aretz Yisraeli, and that's the northernmost border of Eretz Yisrael. If stam horah mishupayimim. And obviously, mountains are normally sloped. And some of them are sloped, you know, long ways, right? That you could it would take a day or two, right, to cross. For Kamar Tana, and this Brisa, now this is the kicker. Why do we read this whole Rashi? What's the Brisa trying to do? Mehechan hi haaretz miregel lahar o merosho. Meaning, when we say that the pasuk says that this is the border of Eretz Yisrael, right? A mountain, as Rashi points out, right, is big. You can't just say that the mountain is the border. And if you're looking at these complex halachas from, you know, Fanevta, Vainechta, etc., mountain is big. Where on the mountain is the border? Is it the top? Is it the bottom? Is it the slope? So that's the Gemara says. Ezu, Eretz, Ezu, Chutzlar. That's what the Shaila is over here. Which part of these mountains, right, it's very, Iker, Chosim, and Sefer, right? You're missing the whole main point, right? But, okay, so fine. What's Chutzlar? What's Chutzlar? Oh, we're talking about this mountain, northwestern border, right? Where is it on the mountain itself? So the Brisa says, Kol Sheshofea V'yorei Mitori Amno V'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, right? On the slope, right? And on the slope going down. I mean, anything that's, if it's sloping down towards Eretz Yisrael, right? That makes sense, right? That's Eretz Yisrael. Mitori Amno L'chutz. The Chutz La'aretz, right? And from the actual top of the mountain, and the other way, right, the slope that goes the opposite direction, that's considered to be Chutz La'aretz, right? Very logical, kind of like sort of split it in the middle. Meaning at the top, meaning another way of saying it is at the top, right? The I guess the peak of the mountain, that's the border. Past that is Chutz La'aretz, and inside that, right, is Eretz Yisrael. Hanisim Shebayam. Now this is Nisim are not miracles. This Nisim means the islands. The islands that are in the sea, Ronosam kilu chut matuach aleim mitri amon al nachal Mitzrayim. According to this, according to the Tanakhama, as we'll see, there's another sheet there which is even more fascinating in a second. You draw a line from the Turei Amnon, right, from the top of, if you have an art scroll or Masifta, so they have a good illustration of this. So it's the top of the, from Turei Amnon, from the mountains of Amnon, down to what's called Nachal Mitzrayim. As Machog is what Nachal Mitzrayim is, right? If you, Rashi, there's a long Rashi over here that we're not going to read, but basically what is Nachal Mitzrayim? Pashtus is that's the easternmost part of the Nile. Right? If the Nile has like a delta at the top of it, if you've ever seen a map. So the easternmost, what is the word? Rivulet, tribulet, tributary, whatever it is, the easternmost part of wherever the water flows from the Nile, that's Pashas is what we're referring to over here. So if you draw a line from that in the sea, meaning that will take you, that will cover parts of, right, the Mediterranean. So if you, and that's like the, you know, the coast, what do you call it? Like the water space, not airspace, but like the water space of, I'm sure there's a real term for it, of the country. So from there, right, that's where you can map out what water space belongs to Eretz Yisrael and is considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Right, obviously from that line, from if you draw a straight line from the mountain to Nachal Mitzrayim, which again, if you're thinking about the map, right, obviously Nachal Mitzrayim is west, right? Egypt is west, right? Eretz Yisrael at the bottom slopes down like almost like a hockey stick, right? So it if you draw a point, a straight line from the top of it to, let's say, a point on the hockey stick where the you know, the tape is, so that you'll get a diagonal line and everything in the inside, right? That would be considered to be Eretz Yisrael, even though the inside is kind of is in the water, right? Is in the water. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, no, completely different. How do you judge what's part of Eretz Yisrael? What's Eretz Yisrael's territory in the water in the Mediterranean? You judge it completely differently. It says, Kol Shig Neged Eretz Yisrael, anything across from Eretz Yisrael, Hareyuk Eretz Yisrael, is considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Everything across, right, take Eretz Yisrael, line it up, face west, that's Eretz Yisrael property. Right, what's the western border? The western border is the Yam HaGadol, right? Ugavul, and it's the border. Why does it say that twice? It says again. It says Gvul Yam, the western border. Vayelachem Yam Agadol. It's the Mediterranean. Ugvul. That's the, and that's the border. What's going on over there? Zayelachem Gvul Yam. Meaning this is for you, the Gvul Yam. What does that mean? Vanasim Shevet Stadim. Right. The any islands that are at the sides, meaning that are in this water territory. Right. We view it as if there is a line from them, right, in kind of drawn in the water, Kafloria, which is basically the top of the Tur Yamnon, right, the top of these mountains, Va'ad Yam Okeanos, right, until the Okeanos, which Pashas is the Atlantic Ocean, Uminach Mitzrayim Va'ad Yam Okeanos, and so too you do on the bottom. I mean, you take a line from the mount, from the Amnon, the mountains of Amnon, the Tur Yamnon, you draw, go left, go west to the Mediterranean, through the Mediterranean to the Atlantic Ocean, basically, right, and that's the top border. Then you take a similar line from Nachal Mitzrayim and do the same exact thing. Anything in that area, right, any islands in that area are going to belong to Eretz Yisrael, which is wild because if you look at the map, I haven't done this, but it could be, you know, certain islands in Greece and Cyprus, maybe, and Italy, and now obviously it doesn't mean landmass. Obviously, it doesn't mean all of Italy is considered to be Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it lines up, but just for example, it doesn't mean a landmass, but it says the islands here, right? That's the Nisim, that's the, or the Nasim, however you pronounce that. But that would be Shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. So that's what he says. So that's a wild way to understand it, but it's very, very logical based on the pasuk. For Rabbanan, hayu gvul mayav delay. And what does the Rabbanan do with that? Again, if it says either gvul, right? What is it? That pasuk seems to add all that extra water territory. So the Chachamim say no. That will include the islands. That in their little space, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't need that pasuk, didn't need that to teach me. In their little kind of slice of water that would include the islands, and Rabbi Yehuda, what is Nasim Lashukra? Rabbi Yehuda just simply felt that the islands did not require, any pasuk to teach me about that. Okay, Rabbi Meir Omer Aku Keretz Yisrael. Again, Rabbi Meir said Aku was like Keretz Yisrael in terms of Gittin. Right, Boy Menei Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Hamocher Abdul Suria Kamocher Bechutz Laretz Dami. Oh lo. Now we're gonna. This is gonna take us into the whole discussion about Suria. Suria, just as a background, was conquered by David HaMelech because he felt like it, pretty much. And the question is, right, how do you view Suria, right, which is, as you might not be surprised to learn, that's basically large parts of modern-day Syria. So when David HaMelech conquered that, how do we view that? Because we have a concept in the halacha that when someone called Kibush Eretz Yisrael, when the Jews conquered Eretz Yisrael, that gave it Kedusha, that sanctified the land. So when the Olim Mitzrayim conquered it, that gate was called Kidusha Rishona, the first time it was called Kedusha. And then when the Olim Bavel came back, they reconquered it, or they resettled it, or whatever it is, right? That was the Kedusha Shnia, that was the second time it was made Kedush, and that wasn't Batel. Okay, either way. So how do you view David HaMelech and his conquering of Syria? So it's a big suffix. That's the Ezra Bechir Bar Abba, right? If you sell, now this is requires some more background. If you sell your slave to Syria, now the halacha is, if you sell your slave, we'll see in a second, is if you sell your slave to Chutz Laretz, so that is Osir, again, a slave meaning a Kanani slave, not a regular slave. Jewish slave you can't sell, that's not property. It's a different type of slavery, I guess. Different type of slavery entirely, but you're not allowed to sell an every Kenani to Chutz Laretz because he is mechuyev in mitzvos like women, and if living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, so then right, you're selling him outside of Eretz Yisrael. You're not enabling him to do that mitzvah, right, even, and he's chayev in mitzvos like women and children are. Now that's obviously living in Eretz Yisrael is a big discussion whether that is a mitzvah or not, right? Again, pretty well known machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban, very clear that living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. The Rambam is much more ambiguous, and Mefarshim want to say that he holds that it's not a din d'oraisa, not a mitzvah. Okay, whatever. But so selling, the question here in our Gemara is that if you sell an Evet to Syria, is that considered Chutzlaritz. Meaning, is that inappropriate? Is that us or not? Samalu, he said to him, "Tini to right the Mishnah." Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir, Keret, Akko, Keret, Sel, Legitin. Right? Again, Akko is like Eretz Yisrael, forget, but Legitin in love Adim Lo. Right? It's only forget, but not for slaves. And Akko is not like Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, for selling slaves. Rabbi Kolshik in Surya, the Bechak Tuva, certainly, when you sell it to Surya, which is much farther than Eretz Yisrael, certainly, that would be a problem. Right, again, this Akko, right, just to, you should know, Akko is in Israel, right, the state of Israel, and then obviously Syria is much farther north, so that would be, he said to them, that would not be like Eretz Yisrael for that. Okay, Tana Rabbana, now we jump into Syria and the kind of paradox, right, it's kind of like a suffix, what exactly it is, right, it's kind of like Nishta here, Nishta there, but so the Gemara wants to know, right, Tana Rabbana, Bishlosha, Drachim, Shavso Suri there. It's all Bishlosha, the Chutzlar is right. It's kind of like Eretz Yisrael in three ways. It's kind of like Chutzlar in three ways as well. Right? Simon, Ayin, Bez, Bez, Reish, Reish, Kof. Those are the six things that we're going to mention right now. So, Afra, Tamei, Ke Chutzlar. So, the first thing we're going to do is it's dirt. Now, what does it mean? It's Tamei, Le Chutzlar. What in the world does that mean? So, Chazal, or Gozer, that the land of Chutzlar, the lands of Chutzlar, were Tame, are Tame, and that happened in several stages. There are several Gemaras that illustrate this Xera, basically just for keeping it short, for brevity's sake. First, there were Gozer that is Tame Midrabanan, simply because they found a lot of graves, people burying people all over the place, burying dead bodies, dead babies, Rachman al-Tzlan, right, just dead limbs are all up over the place. So there were Gozer Midrabanan that the land of Chutz La'aretz had Tuma. Then there were Gozer that the air of Chutz La'aretz has Tuma, right, the Avir, right, the airspace. And then, I mean, now, and both of those were Mitar Safik, that it's a Safik, okay, it's a Safik Tuma. And then there were Gozer that the land is Tuma Vadais, the land is definitely, definitely Tame. So we hold Surya, what do we hold? Do we say that the land there is Tame or not? So we say Afra Tame Chutz La'aretz, it's the land, it's dirt, is Tame. Right, like Chutzlaretz. Vamocher avdal Surya kamocher bechutzlaretz. If you sell your slave there, it's like you're selling him to Chutzlaretz. Va maybe get me Surya, maybe me Chutzlaretz. And if you bring a get from Surya, it's like Chutzlaretz. Okay, those are the three that Surya is considered to be like Chutzlaretz. But Shloshal Eretz Yisrael, the three ways it's like Eretz Yisrael. Chayev is b'meiser and shvius. Right, it's got a mitzvah of tulis ba'aretz. It's chayev and meiser and shvius. Keretz Yisrael. Varutzi likunis labatara nichnas. And if you want to go in there in a state of purity, you can. We'll see in a second how does that work. How does that work if there goes a tumah on the land? V'akona sode b'Syria, and if you buy land in Syria, like akona b'fruare Yerushalayim, it's like you're buying in the suburbs of Yerushalayim, which Baruch Hashem, some of us have the schus to do nowadays. But okay, if you buy in Syria, it's like you're buying in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. Obviously, I have to explain what that means because that's Syria is obviously nowhere near Yerushalayim. So Gemara just analyzes a couple of these details. Chayev is b'meiser v'shmiyas k'eretz Yisrael. When you say Surya is chayev in the mitzvahs of Tzilus Baretz, k'safar kibush yachad shmi kibush. Apparently you're holding that this conquering of one person, i.e. David HaMelech, right, the conquering of one person is considered to be conquering, right, and then it gives the land a certain amount of sanctity. V'arotza the kanes b'batara nechnas, right, whoever wants to go in there in the state of Tara can do so. Didn't you just say the first thing we said, that the Afar, the land, the dirt of Surya is like Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it's Tame. So how in the world can you get in there, Bitar, Tara? As a Beshita Teva Migdal, right, the cases where you're being carried in by some sort of box, like a palanquin or something. Right, the Tanya's willing to rabbi Zaha Nichnas La'aretz Amin Beshita Teva Migdal, right, if you go into Chutz La'aretz in a carriage of some sort, right, carried in a box, right, Rebbe Metame, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Huda Metahir. Rebbe says you're Tamei, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Huda says you're Tahor, and if you Rebbe will come Tamei, Ela Be'aretz Amim, right? And the Rebbe is only Metamei you if you're in real Chutz La'aretz, the Gazru al Gusha Vel Avira, right? As we explained before, that they made Xera, right, on the land and on the airspace. Of Surya, but in Surya, no, al Gusha Gazru al Avira lo Gazru, right? They only made Xera on the land and not on the airspace. Okay. Vakona Sada B'Surya, Kikona B'Fruare, Froare Yerushalayim, and if you buy some land in Syria, it's like you're buying in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. Because it's nice, because the view is good. Like what does that have to do with anything? To say that you can write a shtar, right? To buy the field or whatever it is, or you can write it on Shabbos, right? There's a halacha that you're allowed to, you're supposed to buy Eretz Yisrael from a guy, right? Again, kibush Eretz Yisrael, however you want to call it, kibush or in yirush or inheriting or whatever it is. There's an idea that you should buy up Eretz Yisrael from goyim. So Gemara says, b'Shabbos hakadaydach, really Shabbos? Wait, one second, hold on one second. The Gemara says, you can't write on Shabbos. What do you mean? You can write a shtar on Shabbos? That can't be that it overrides this or deraisa, and this or deraisa. Gemara says, no, you're right. Kedama Rava, it's really Rava Shita. The Omer, lo'ovei kochavim be'oseh. No, you can tell the guy to do it. Not that you're buying from the guy and say, yeah, you write up the shtar. You do it on Shabbos. Right? Obviously, Amir Lenachri is a derabanan, right? But in this case, we can do it, as the Gemara explains, right? Hakanami, Omer the Ovik Kochavim Bose, right? You tell the guy and do it, right? The Aval Gavda, Mira the Ovik Kochavim Shuas, right? Even though it's Asdir Rabbanan, right? Mishum Yishuv, right? Shalak goes to Rabbanan, right? Since there's a mitzvah here, right? On the other hand, there's an Indian to get the goyim out of there. So they allowed the Rabbanan, they weren't Gozer, Amir the Nachri. Okay, last topic for today, more or less. Tan Rabbanan, Evet Shevi Gito, Vikozovlo, Atzmecha unechasai kneim lach atzmokana nechasim lo kana. The halacha is that an eved kenani, right, that has a get shechur, has a shtar of being freed, right, it's similar to a get isha, and he has to say fanechta fanechtam, right, they have to make sure, I don't know, fanechta fanechtam, and you have to make sure it's true, it's emes. We don't say for nechta for nechtam, but he has to kind of prove, right, that it is emesdik. So, in that case, in that scenario, right, again, we need kiyum shtaros, right? We need the real kiyum shtaros. And when we say b'far nechta, b'far nechtam, that only works for get isha, right? We said because of agunos, right, at the beginning of the masechta. But you need an eved, right, needs actual proper edim to be mekayim the shtar. So now the shtar, right, that the eved has, right? So he when we say that an eved is believed, right, basically, then Ev is believed to, when he has his own get shechur, so he is believed to bring his own get shechur, but he is not necessarily, what's it called? I'm sorry, one second. No, you're right. Okay, I'll just take it back. Sorry, I was just perusing Rashi as we read this. Now, Eved Jehevi, I was right at the beginning, right? Eved Jehevi Gito. Let's read Rashi over there. Eved Jehevi Gito, right? It's kind of like in the middle of these kind of lines towards the bottom. B'medina Sayam, right? From Chutz Laretz. But Sarah Kolomer, Fanechta, Fanechtam. Right? So he has to say the Fanechtam, Keisha, right? Just like a woman, Hamivia Gito, right? Just like a woman who brings. Brings your get, like we're going to say tomorrow. Echa githin asham vecha shechuri avadim shavu l'malucha mevi. Right, saying that they require the same halachos. So therefore, right, when we said in the Mishnah that atzmo kana nechazim lo kana. So okay, so let's go. Sorry, just now that with that roundabout kind of me spacing out while I'm reading Rashi trying to explain. Right, let's go back to the two dots. Right, to the Tanurabanan. Within the Rabbeisa, eved jehevi gito v'samach bo v'kasuv bo. An eved brings his get. That he is now a free man. Now he's a full-fledged Jew. For Kosovo, and it says on the get, "Atzmecha unechasai knuyim lecha." Right, you are yourself, right, and my possessions, meaning the master's possessions, the owner's possessions, knuyim lecha. They belong to you now. So the Gemara says, "Atzmokana nechasim lo kana." That the eved acquires himself, meaning he goes free, but not the nechasim, not the properties. So flip back to Rashi, or don't flip, but go back to Rashi. Atmo kana, why does the eved acquire himself? Dineman hu al shechruro lomar mefanei nechtav. Because the eved himself is believed to bring his own get. Evi ein tzarech edim lekaima, he doesn't actually need edim to be mekaim the star, to establish that the star is good. But for the other thing, for the properties, that he does not acquire. Why? That's the boy edim. Because that's we require two edim to be mekaim the star. Like kishar kiyum shtaros, just like any other scenarios of kiyum shtaros, of establishing that the shtar is legit. So you can split the shtar into two. By shechur, get shechur, by freeing an eved, we don't require two edim to make sure that the shtar is real. But by giving over properties, right, then with, like any other kiyum shtaros, right, to make sure that it's not fake, right, we require two edim. So Yibarluhu, that's the following shayla. So if that's true, that you, in that case, you split, right, the shtar in half, right, because it says, on the one hand, Atzmecha unechosai, right? It says you acquire your own freedom, fine. But my possessions, right? That's like almost like a separate shtar. So what about the following? What about kol nechasai kenuyim lecha? That all of my possessions are acquired to you, meaning all my possessions, including you. Right? But the language of the shtar is that the master wrote, the owner wrote to him, that all of my possessions are now yours, and i.e. that obviously the assumption is that he's freeing him because he's part of the master's property. So Amar Abaye says, Mitoch shekana atzmo kana nechasim. Abaye says, since the slave is going free, right, we assume that everything, right, it's one whole big statement. If we can't break it into two, if the slave goes free, so then he acquires all the possessions. I'm like, Rava says, what do you mean? Bishlam atzmo likni means the havia gedisha. I understand why the get goes, the ever goes free, because it's just like gedisha. We have a kula that the woman brings her get, she's believed. So the ever brings his get, right? He's also believed. The chosim, but the property, lo likni. Why in the world would he acquire those? But immediately to have a kiyum shtaros to alma, you have just like it's just a regular case of kiyum shtaros. We have to establish the fact that the shtar is good with two edim. So Hadar Amar Rabbi went back and said, "Mitok shalok." He said, "You're right." He said, "Mitok shalok on the chazim lo kan atzma." Rabbi went the other way. He said, "Well, okay, fine, fair enough. And since he doesn't acquire any of the property, he also doesn't go free himself. He doesn't acquire himself." So Amar Rava says, "That doesn't make sense either. What do you mean? That doesn't help." Bishlam and the chazim lo likni. I understand why he doesn't acquire all the property. Immediately to have because in general you need two edim to make sure that the shtar is legit, and you only have the eved of alatzmo, but for the eved himself, likni. Why shouldn't he acquire himself? Why shouldn't he go free? Midi havi agedisha. Should be just like gedisha. Ela Rava, rather Rava says echad zevechad ze atzmo kana nechasim lo kana. Both in our case and in the case in the brayso we quoted a second ago, both cases we split. Right, the eved goes free. He does not acquire that property. Okay, we're going to continue this conversation tomorrow, but we'll stop here. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.